You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game Time Decisions presents the DFS Lineup Lock Hour, sponsored by DailyRoto.com.
You are listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Dick Trickle. Time to talk some DFS with D. Tony Cincotta. What's going on, Tony?
No, Dick Trickle. That was back in the day. I like a little Dick Trickle. That's an amazing, amazing thing. You guys were talking about if you were in a kilt, you don't want Dick Trickle in a kilt because then it gets on your shoes.
No, there's some great names out there. Dong Dong, Chinese gymnast. Dong yeah. Dong.
You know what the one thing? The one thing. Don't I got to tell people all the time? Like parents, you don't need a license. You don't need a registration to be a parent. It's kind of sad. You should never name your daughter Rebecca. Like, I'm a Rebecca Lobo. Because when they go to high school, they go to middle school, and she becomes a little promiscuous. They call her Rebecca the Pecker Wrecker. And you never want your daughter to be called Rebecca the Pecker Wrecker.
You know what, though, Tony? There's pretty much every name you can every woman's name. There's going to be something. Here's a good one that we came across, too. Old basketball player, Chubby Cox.
Oh, yes. That is a good one. Chevy Cox.
I forgot about Blue Moon Odom, baseball player. Dick Sizzler is a good one, too. Old manager of the Cincinnati Reds.
I'll tell you what.
At that point, like, wouldn't you just call yourself Richard? Richard Sizzler?
Maybe he enjoyed. Maybe he enjoyed. He enjoyed the notoriety.
You know, my grandmother, may she rest in peace, her maiden name was Brown. So her name was Carol Brown. And she had a brother. You can't make this up, Tony. She had a brother, Charles. Charlie yeah. Brown. Yeah. Charlie Brown, Jeez. Except they're so old. Like, they were around before Charlie Brown was. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like, she
wow.
was born in, like, 1906 or something like that. So, yeah, Charlie Brown. Yeah, it's a great name.
I don't know if that's going to work out tonight. I think you're going to have to absolutely sit down on that one and try to make some money tonight in the six-game NBA.
Yeah, I don't see. We'll find the funniest name. College was great. We used to have fun with this on the DraftKings TV show.
Oh, I forgot.
With college names?
Yeah, 2009, I wrote a story. Give them what they want. It was Women Against Fantasy Sports. They put a group together. And so I made the all-baseball team name. And my catcher was Dick Deitz, who was a 1966-73 Atlanta Braves catcher. He died at the age of 63. And at first base, of course, was Dick Allen. And at second base, I had Dick McAuliffe. And it was Dickie Thorne was my shortstop. And Dick Williams was my third baseman. Dick Wakefield. And I put all dicks for all these women against fantasy sports. And I dedicated the article to them.
Well, your pitcher should have been Urban Shocker.
Urban Shocker. Yeah, that's I heard that one. I was
what a name. Yeah, he pitched 1916 to 1928. Not a bad pitcher, Tony. 187 and 117. His ERA was 3.17. Man, look at this, Tony. 258 innings in 1926. Listen to this, Tony. Urban Shocker in 1922. He threw 348 innings.
It's kind of crazy when you look back at all the numbers. Like, we'll have less than five pitchers that'll pitch 200 innings this year, based on the way the trends are going and the bullpens being used. And yet you got guys back in the day throwing 300-plus innings. And we have teams actually...
Do you agree with it? Do you agree with the specialized stuff? Like, we got a starter. He's going great. We're going to take him out after six because, you know, now we got another two, three guys that we're going to put in after. Because they pay them so much.
Yeah.
They pay them so much that's their we don't all overwork them. Yet Bill Lee, I used to have Bill Lee on my show on a weekly basis when I was on the radio in Montreal. you know, even like Daly and stuff. And Bill Lee, you know, former Red Sox, you know, pitcher. And, you know, he used to say guys get hurt because guys are babied too much, actually.
Oh,
and pitchers get babied so much that then when they get to 175 innings, they start to feel the soreness that if you just would have let them air it out. And he basically said it's not the amount of innings, it's the pitches that you throw. So guys are just stupid and they don't have good technique and they're shredding their tendons more than they have to.
Leo Mazzoni said the same exact thing. He said, you know, if you want to build up muscle, you lift weights, right? And you keep lifting weights and you keep doing that. And baseball is the only sport we have the pitchers not throw enough. And those guys would throw in between stats. And when he was in Atlanta, he really very rarely had any pitchers there with an injury.
And you know what's crazy? I think of like a lot of these great pitchers. Dude, Roger Clemens was known for throwing hard on his days off. Doc Holliday, known for throwing hard on his days off. You know, it's not like they, you know, they put their arm, you know, in some hyperbolic chamber for 4 days. They actually use it after. But anyways, yeah, Urban Shocker, that's just great. And great, great name, underappreciated name right there. So let's talk some NBA. Let's talk some NBA. DFS. Interesting slate tonight, Tony. We got 6 games on the board. Quite a few high-scoring projections, too, as far as the totals are concerned. Odds makers are expecting 220.5 points in Brooklyn. Odds makers are expecting 221.5 points in Motown, Detroit, and the Pelicans. And then we got a big total with Golden State and Phoenix. Let's start off with this Golden State-Phoenix game in a sense that what's your interest in Golden State Warrior players, Tony? I really don't have a lot of interest in these guys tonight because I think this really could be a blowout tonight. What's your take on this one? Do you want any? I'm sort of looking away from the Warriors, to be honest. I put together a lineup already, and I didn't play any Warriors.
Yeah, I did not either. Devin Booker is out for Phoenix in this one, so that's going to take away from that game. And I feel the same as you do. I'm thinking that Phoenix is the worst team in the NBA as far as defensive goes, right? And they're playing arguably one of the top offenses, yet we can't throw these guys out there, and you want to because Kevin Durant's under 10,000, Stephen Curry's under 9,900. I'd probably go, if you wanted to, I wouldn't use both. Maybe you can go with two of them, but they'll be under-owned tonight. But I'm staying away, too, because I think, man, this Phoenix team looks bad. I think they lose by 30.
I know, but you need so much. Like you said, if I had to, I'd go Curry over Durant tonight, even though Durant's my guy. I'd go Curry over Durant, but you know, he hasn't hit more than 5 times his value since January the 27th, Curry. Now you're getting in a game in which they could be up by 27 going into the fourth quarter of play. If anything, maybe Elfrid Payton is to play in this game.
Oh, he certainly is. If you're going to take a play from this game, it is Elfrid Payton for me. And actually, I'm going to stand corrected. There is one guy, Golden State. Kevon Looney at $3,200. If you're going to take a shot tonight, there's a guy that's going to get playing time with Looney. And you'll be able to use him in tonight's action because he'll play Draymond Green's out of this game, so he'll play a little early in the game, and then he's going to play with the second team as well. So Kevon Looney is a guy that I'm looking at from Golden State, and it's only $3,200, and we're talking about a guy that's got 4 fantasy points, 10, 11, 13, so you know the risk associated with it. But in these blowout situations, he'd be a guy that I'd be looking at.
All right, so let's talk about the point guard position. We talked about Steph Curry. He's the most expensive one in the DraftKings format at $9,900. Yep. Then there's a drop-off to Ben Simmons. Nice matchup tonight, but similar situation, Tony. This game could be a blowout, and Philadelphia has been smoking teams as of late. Normally, I don't like laying 11.5 points for betting purposes, but I'm considering it in this basketball game. New York has shown us nothing without Porzingis. But we talk about it. There's just not enough upside. He hits the wall at 40. He's a great player, Ben Simmons, but for fantasy purposes, you know, he's not a go-to guy. Lou Williams back on the bench right now, Tony. Not that it really matters because he's still on the court all the time, but technically he's back on the bench. Any interest in Lou Williams at 76 tonight against the Nets?
No, I have no interest in that game. In fact, the guys that I'm looking at the point guard position tonight, is Jerry and Grant in that Orlando game. At him at $5,200. That game's going to be a 213 total. I think that game goes over the total. Orlando's very porous defensively. Chicago's porous defensively. Orlando's been playing well. Jerry and Grant will stay in the game. And at $5,200, I think he's the guy that exceeds it. And then the second one, I'm going with Spencer Dinwiddie. $6,400 in that game against the LA Clippers. They don't defend the point that well. Milos Teodosic was supposed to be out tonight, who's a horrible defender. He's going to play. So I like him and Jerry and Grant as my top two point guards against the dollar totals.
You know what? I like to I'm always looking for the value play, and I think a value play tonight, Tony, is Shelvin Mack. Shelvin Mack, $4,800.
Yep.
You know, I know, listen, he's coming off a 45-point fantasy explosion. 16 the game before that, 24. I think we can get somewhere in between that tonight. But for $4,800, I'm pretty comfortable, man. I'm going to get five, six, seven times my value back. And should be a pretty free-flowing game tonight, as you just mentioned, with Orlando and Chicago. Man, we liked that. Man, you and I both killed it on Friday.
Yeah.
We both liked Zach LaVine. He went off, Tony, 45 DK points. He got he got the next game off, so he's going to be refreshed tonight. Any interest in LaVine tonight?
Absolutely. If you play him at point guard, I got him right around the top guy you're going to use. Of course, you can use him at shooting guard as well. I like Zach LaVine a lot. I like a lot of guys in the Chicago-Orlando game. This is a game I think both teams are defensively challenged, so he comes into play. A guy that I like, though, right around the same price, and I got LaVine ahead of him by just a hair, is Donovan Mitchell tonight against the San Antonio Spurs, $7,000. Ricky Rubio's out of that game, so I think Donovan Mitchell's usage rate goes up. So if I broke it down, my top four point guards would be Jerry and Grant, Spencer Dinwiddie, Donovan Mitchell, Zach LaVine there, and then I would probably drop down to Elfrid Payton next.
You know, one thing I want to mention about Mitchell. You know, earlier he was just scoring points, but I like, you know, even the five rebounds, that's going to help. But aren't we with Mitchell, isn't he almost like a DeMar DeRozan where he just sort of hits that window at 40? Nothing wrong with that because, you know, you pencil him in, man, he's going to give you 35, 40 DK points, but it sort of it tops out at 40.
Yeah, see, with Mitchell, the thing is, and that was great earlier in the season because he was, you know, started out as a $4,000 player,
exactly.
$5,000 player.
Because now he's $7,000, yeah.
Right. But we did see some games where he gets over the 40s. Since January 20th, he has two games that eclipsed 40. I think tonight, though, it goes up. I think part of the problem is they have their two best players are backcourt guys with him and Rubio. And now Rubio's out of the mix, so I think there'll be more opportunity for him tonight.
You know what? I took Ingles last night, Tony.
Ooh, he's on fire.
What a pick. Yeah, and I almost feel we got to go back to him tonight. Rondo, I mean, just leave him on the damn court, Tony. You know what I mean? At least give him 30 minutes, and he'll give us, you know, 40 or 50 DK points, right?
Like, here's the problem, though.
Get him some time.
But you guys talked about it. They're terrible defensively, and they got too many bad defensive players, and Rondo's the guy that gets they basically say, hey, man, we can't put him on the court at the same time as Nikolai Mirotic and Rue Holiday, and Rondo's the guy that's out because these guys are all terrible defensively.
Yeah, he's $5,700 this evening. Could be in a good spot.
And it wouldn't shock me if he put up 45 fantasy points, and it wouldn't shock me if he put up 20. So that's why I'm not in love with Rondo, because he's become a defensive liability. And, in fact, I think if you're looking at around the same price, I would probably feel safer saving $900 and using Shelvin Mack like you talked about. And I think that Rondo's going to come right around DJ Augustine as well.
Here's a player that not a lot of people are talking about, playing on a new team right now, Emmanuel Mudiay. Emmanuel Mudiay is $4,300 tonight. They're playing the Philadelphia 76ers. He played 29 minutes last night, and he responded with 32 DK points for $4,300. He's $4,300 again tonight. What's your take on Mudiay?
I actually used him this morning, if you guys saw the video in my NBA in-play segment on this game. If he gets the minutes, he's going to put up points in this one. The Sixers are decent against point guards, but I think that I'm a little concerned about the minutes. Like, if he gets 29, I'm good. If he gets down to 23, 24, I get a little concerned there. So I think it's all about the minutes there. I think he's worthy of a tournament play and worth a gamble.
All right, let's take a look at the shooting guard position. We talked about Steph Curry. You know, there's obviously the concern, guys, whether it's going to be a blowout. You're going to have to get a lot of return back to, if you're going to be spending, dropping $9,900 here. Lou Williams, $7,600, been moved to the bench since Austin Rivers is back.
Yeah.
Even though he's still getting minutes, but what's he played the last 2 minutes? So, yeah, 31 and 32 minutes. So it really hasn't affected his minutes, but technically he's coming off the bench. Now, Booker is out. We mentioned Donovan Mitchell. I got a player in this game. I'm looking at Rudy Gobert tonight, especially with Aldridge out, and also a player on San Antonio that I think provides some value. But Donovan Mitchell is $7,000. Utah Jazz have won 9 straight basketball games. We talked about LaVine. LaVine's going to have some jump tonight. He got the game off, the weekend off. He's $6,900. Tony, you talked about Dinwiddie. You like Dinwiddie here tonight, yeah. $6,400.
Yeah, Dinwiddie, if you look at what he's done, and this is a kid that came out of nowhere. He came, of course, got the opportunity to get in the lineup once D'Angelo Russell is out. And now D'Angelo Russell's come back, and he's still outplaying him. I'm looking at this. The Clippers don't defend the backcourt well. He's coming off 50 fantasy points against the Pelicans, 36 against Detroit, 42 against Houston. The guy's on a roll at $6,400. We can get to 36. He's been at least 36 the last 3 consecutive games.
We mentioned Austin Rivers, $5,400. He's played well since he's come back, Tony. He's playing over 30 minutes a game. There's not a ton of upside with him, but $5,400. He's responded with 26 and 29 DK points in the last 2 games, Tony.
Yeah, I would actually go Justin Holiday, who's a little cheaper at $5,000, and go with him tonight over Rivers. Because if they bring back Tia Dosic, they're getting a little crowd in the backcourt.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we'll take a quick break. But yeah, even with LaVine back, Holiday's still producing for Chicago, actually. Flying under the radar, this kid, putting up big numbers.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
All right, we're rolling. Countdown to tip-off is on. 6 games in the National Basketball Association tonight. I'll give you my best bets from a betting perspective before we're done. We got some college basketball on tap. We're talking NBA DFS right now with the Tony Sincotta, like we do daily from 6 to 7 right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We're talking shooting guards. Let's continue the conversation right now. We talked about Zach LaVine. What's your take on Drew Holiday? We were talking about Rondo, but Drew Holiday on the floor for the Hornets and what's going to be a higher scoring game tonight.
Yeah, $7,500 is not a bad price tag for him, and I think this is going to be a high scoring game. I like the over in this one tonight. So I think he's an okay play, but some of the names that we mentioned, those guys are going to be bigger upside, and I think what we're going to get from Rue Holiday is we're probably going to get right around 37, 40, which will pay off the number, the six there, 5.5. So I'm a little concerned there, but I just think there are better targets than Holiday, and I think he'll do okay there, but he won't blow us away.
Tony, I knew it would be a couple of days for Tim Hardaway to shake off Giannis dunking over his head. that's not the type of thing that you just, oh, no, you just shake it off. But all kidding aside, he's sort of been in a little bit of a slump as of late shooting. I mean, if you look at his shooting, one, you know, 1 for 10, 1 for 14, 3 for 9, 4 for 13. Last night, 7 of 17. He put up 26 DK points, but still, he's still $6,000. I'm not ready to buy in yet. I want to see a couple of games with the shot falling.
Philadelphia has turned around defensively, and they've been a lot better defensively, so I'm not going to jump in on him here. And the one thing I can say about him is weird, is the game that he finally shot well, 7 for 17, and that's not great, but that's the best he's done. He only had one rebound and three assists. Prior to that, he had some rebounds, 5, 5, 4, 7. And that's where I get concerned with Hardaway, because he's usually just a scorer. But this Knicks team's got a barrage of injuries. They lack height. You can't play him yet. You got to see him get on a roll.
Tony, J.J. Redick, I'm looking here. So J.J. Redick's got 27 or more, basically, in 8 of his last 10 games. I know if I play him tonight, he'll get us 9 DK points. Like, I don't like J.J. Redick. I've never liked J.J. Redick. I don't trust J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick is not a guy that I play very often.
Do you
often.
Play him? No.
No.
You can't trust this guy.
5,500. So you look at it and you say, Tony, when is this guy put up a big game that'll pay off? He had 27 in the last game. That's 5, 5.5. That's okay, but not big.
And this is as good as he's going to play for him. Like, J.J. Redick's playing great basketball for J.J. Redick right now.
Yeah.
He still tops out at 27.
He's 30, had two games. He's had two games that would have put you over since January 11th. But what I will say is this Knicks team is one of the worst at defending guards in the league. So if you were going to play J.J. Redick, tonight would be a good night. But like I said, some of the other guys that we've outlined give you better bargains. The Dinwiddies, the Donovan Mitchells, Zach Levines, and Justin Holiday, I think, get you better bargains there. And if you want to save a little cash, you can even drop down to some of those Orlando guys.
All right, so let's talk about the small forward position right now. We start off at the top. Anthony Davis is $11,400. He's going to have his hands full tonight, Tony, with Drummond and with Griffin in the paint. What do you make of Davis tonight?
You know, you would think that, but here's the crazy thing. A lot of times what happens in the NBA is Drummond and guys like him and DeAndre Jordan's another one. They put up these monster rebound totals, and they look good defensively, but they're not very good one-on-one defenders. And Detroit has been getting killed by big men, and nobody's bigger than Anthony Davis. I actually like him a lot tonight in a game
with high
total.
I've noticed it too, Tony. You know what it is with these big guys? They stay away from each other. They're like sharks. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll... You know, like Embiid, they'll get dunked on. They don't want to get posterized, so they'll get dunked on. They don't want to get fouls. They're more concerned, like you said, with racking up their own stats, right? So at the end of the night, it's like, wow, look, I got 26 and 14 against them. What do you want from me?
Yeah,
right? They're not going to stand up the basket and fight. You know what I mean?
And the weird thing is I think it's going to be the opposite tonight. I think with Drummond, what happens here is he's not going to go 20 feet away from the basket and cover him. So basically, Davis is a guy that's different than most 7-footers, right? He's a guy that we pointed out last week. He used to be a point guard.
Griffin's not a paint guy either. Griffin's not working in the paint. You know,
he's going to shoot 20 feet out. And so I like Anthony Davis tonight and in this game, and I think they have a big game. Since DeMarcus Cousins went down, the fastest-paced team the NBA is the New Orleans Pelicans.
I think Joel Embiid eats tonight, Tony. He's a guy that I stay away from, you know, due to the questionableness all the time. Is he playing? Yeah. Is he not playing? How's he feeling, etc.? But he's starting to get into a little bit of a groove right now. And he's pretty much an automatic 50-50 fantasy points, Tony. And, you know, in tonight's matchup, you know, he's probably going to play 30 minutes or so. I don't expect him to play much more than 30, 32 minutes in tonight's game because I think the Sixers will get up. But he's going to dominate when he's on the floor. They have no answer for Embiid, Tony.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, three successive games, 56 points or above. Weird decision from the New York Knicks tonight. The New York Knicks have changed their starting lineup. Here is the lineup. Jarrett Jack, Tim Hardaway, Kylo Quinn, Enes Kanter, and Lance Thomas. Michael Beasley is not starting tonight and will be coming off the bench.
Interesting. So, yeah, we're going to get to Beasley. Beasley's been a nice fantasy fill-in, but coming off the bench Right now, interesting. All right, so I do like Embiid tonight. Any interest with you, or are you going to pass on Embiid? 10,000.
I'm going to pass on him, but it wouldn't shock. I think he's a good play tonight. I think he's a really good play. I think, like you said, he puts up 50-plus fantasy points. And if you didn't want to go Anthony Davis, like I mentioned, I think he Embiid's the top center, and I would throw him right there with Andre Drummond coming up next, and then DeAndre Jordan. I think those four centers are guys that you'll be looking at tonight. The only concern I have is this Knicks team looks so bad, and it's a 12-point spread, that, you know what, instead of getting 36 minutes, maybe Embiid only plays 29 tonight.
Yeah, I know. It'll probably be like, you know, 110 to 84 or something like that. You know, the Knicks are really having, they'll probably score a little bit more than that this evening. All right, so a small forward, Durant, $9,800. You know, yeah, if Kevin Durant played for 38 minutes, he could probably rack up 80 DK points against the
Phoenix Suns. Put up as many as he wants, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, they're a little tired as of late, the Warriors, too. I think they're gonna really tattoo the Sun tonight. But, you know, how many minutes is Durant going to get? 25 to 30?
Probably, yeah. It's probably right around 25 to 30. Yeah. I got a small
forward. I don't have an interest in him. I don't have an interest in Durant.
I got a cheap play for you at small forward. With the Rubio injury, Royce O'Neal is going to be in the lineup tonight, and he'll start for the Utah Jazz. And I think you'll have an opportunity with Royce O'Neal to get at $3,900, get a fantasy option. He started his last game. He played 33 minutes. He put up 31 fantasy points. He came off the bench against Charlotte, put up 21 fantasy points. Then he had a clunker against Memphis where he played 15 points, put up 8 minutes. But against New Orleans, 25 fantasy points in 20 minutes. We have 3 out of 4 games where this guy's going well over a fantasy point a minute.
All right, so Ben Simmons, we talked about earlier. Aaron Gordon is out. TJ Warren tonight, $6,900. It's going to be a rout, and he's going to be on the floor on the team that's getting routed, yeah. So he'll have an opportunity to put some numbers up. But I generally don't like messing with Golden State.
I play TJ Warren a lot. I have no interest in him tonight because he might play 24, 25 minutes in this game. It'll be a blowout. Because usually, especially when you see Booker out, TJ Warren's usage rate goes up 5 or 6 percentage points. So you can jump on that, but not tonight in this game. I see no way to do that.
You mentioned Michael Beasley. Michael Beasley, $6,800, but he will be coming off the bench. Tobias Harris has played some nice basketball for the Clippers since he's been there, Tony. Routinely putting up 30, 35 fantasy points. $6,600, though, so you're not really getting any value. It's not like a bargain with him, but he is playing some decent ball right now. A player that is hot, and I took him on Friday night, actually, we talked about him, is Danilo Gallinari.
Yes.
I mean, the shots are there, Tony. The minutes are there. The shots are there. You know, he's going to shoot the ball, you know, 13, 15 times a game. He's going to take some threes. He's going to add. He's going to give you 4 or 5 rebounds as well. He's been a nice player. And, you know, there's going to be some points on the board tonight against Brooklyn. Gallinari, $6,300 tonight.
You know, there's always that woman that when you're back in high school, she'd do a little more than make out with you. And it's that one woman and you always knew what you were in for. That's what happens when you play the Brooklyn Nets. You know they're going to suck defensively every single night.
When you play the Brooklyn Nets, you make sure you go to Walgreens and get some condoms. That's what you're saying?
223 is the total from two teams that are subpar in this one.
Yeah, the shots are going to be there for them.
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at it, Gallinari is probably the most consistent offensive option on the Clippers right now in their current state. And so
look, Tony, would you rather spend 63 for Gallinari and get 35 DK points or drop 85 for Simmons and get 35 DK points?
Oh, no. I would go Gallinari over Simmons for sure in that one, the $6,500. The only other guy that I look in that price range that I would have consideration and is Josh Jackson, because I think Josh Jackson will actually stay in that Golden State game. He'll play both with the starting unit and the second unit because he's a young player, and they'll just keep him out there. So I think those two guys in that dollar range are guys that I would like.
Joe Ingles, we talked about Joe Ingles, up to $5,200. He is playing against the Spurs tonight. Yet, you know, he's gonna get there, Tony. He's gonna get
he's gonna play
25 would be a bad night. Like, if he got us 25 DK, I'd be, eh. I think he can get us 30, 35 tonight.
Here's the problem I have with using anyone in this game other than the cheap Royce O'Neal and Paul Gasol. Gasol's price is way too cheap. The problem I have is it wouldn't shock me if this game was 90 to 88 at the end of the night.
Yeah, I know. I know. LaMarcus Aldridge sitting this evening.
Yep.
They're playing in Denver tomorrow night, too.
So you got Aldridge out of this game, Ricky Rubio out of this game. Now, Rubio's a good defender, so you could say, well, maybe that will make you, you know, San Antonio score a little more than.
And what's Parker and Murray status right now?
I don't have anything definitive on them as of yet, and I will continue.
It's a later game, too. It puts us in a tough spot, too. I'll tell you, D'Antoni, the big problem with the San Antonio Spurs and why they're not going to do anything in the playoffs either, even if they had Kawhi Leonard, is their point guard play. You can't win with Patty Mills, dude. And remember we talked, you know, I made the line the other day, sometimes minutes. There's some guys, yeah, they're going to get minutes, but they still suck.
Oh, absolutely.
Patty Mills is one of these guys. It's like, yeah, he, you know, he might be the starting point guard tonight, but I still wouldn't want him.
What about the Spurs, though? Do you think D'Anta Murray is good enough to win some games?
No. I think he's flashy, but he turns the ball over too much, I think. I just don't think they're athletic enough, San Antonio. I think they're poorly constructed.
I think it's the worst San Antonio team we've seen in a long time, and yet somehow they still are a top four.
They beat
seed.
Bad teams. They find ways to beat bad teams, and they generally lose against good teams. What do you make of Bertans tonight for the Spurs?
I'm a big Bertans fan.
Like he seems like the play tonight with Aldridge being out, them going back to back tomorrow. Doesn't it seem like Pop is just going to leave him out on the floor tonight?
Oh, he's definitely going to play, but he's slowed down considerably. And the problem with San Antonio compared to the rest of the league is this team actually runs plays and passes the ball like they were still playing in the 1990s. And it takes forever for them to get these shots off. And if you look at Bertens, he has 24-21 in his last two games, which will get us not at six times the value, but five and a half.
Yeah.
Last time against Utah, which was February 3rd, he only put up 11 fantasy points, and it was 19 minutes of play. Against Houston, a terrible defensive team, 9.5. Denver, terrible defensive team, 9 again. So he'd been struggling a little bit, and I'm a little concerned, but he'll get the playing tonight. Time tonight. He'll get the shots, and he's a guy that could fire away from three-pointers. And when he's on, but I get a little concerned about this game. I think it's going to be a low total. I like the under in this one.
Damari Carroll, former Atlanta Hawk, was known for defending LeBron James relatively well, so the Toronto Raptors gave him big money. Brought him in, played for a couple of years for the Raptors, Tony, but he never got into a rhythm with the Raptors. He had knee issues, so he was sort of forgotten about, but he's playing some good basketball for the Nets right now, and he's racking up some stats, but the price point has gone up. We're up to $5,400 right now. What do you make of Carroll? He's been pretty consistent, Tony, with giving, you know, 30 nights, man. I mean, he's... With Hollis Jefferson out, too, he's getting playing. He's on the floor. They need him. The Nets are such a stat-based team because, as you mentioned, the pace, the tempo, there's so many shots. There's a lot of rebound opportunities. You know, there's a lot of stat opportunities for Damari Carroll. He does a lot. You know, there's no one really on the Nets that does what he does, so he does rack up stats. $5,400 tonight. I don't hate him if somebody plays him. I don't have a problem with it.
I totally agree with you. I think when you look at it, he's got three consecutive games right around what we need for him to put up the fantasy points at 36. I think he can deliver that tonight. They're 20th in the league at defending power forwards. They're 24th against small forwards. He's going to play a little bit of both positions tonight. And I'll tell you another guy that's interesting to me, and I think this guy can play, but he splits evenly with Okafor, is Jarrett Allen. If you look at DeAndre Jordan from a defensive perspective, DeAndre Jordan's 24th in the league at holding opposing centers to fantasy points. And Allen is a guy that has to stay out of foul trouble. That's the only problem defensively. He played 32 minutes against Andre Drummond. 46 fantasy points. He got 22 against Capella. He got 22 against Milwaukee. 32 fantasy points against the Lakers. 39 against Joel Embiid. Jared Allen could play.
looking at a little bit of line movement right now. Pistons were 2.5. Me and Cam were talking about that game, Tony. It feels like such a trap. You know, why are the Pistons only 2.5-point favorites on their home court against a Pelican team that's been on the road forever? You know, I'm going to stay away. Sixers are now 11.5-point favorites over the Knicks. You guys know me, man. I don't like the late points, but I'll lay the 11.5 here. I think the Sixers absolutely paced the New York Knicks this evening. We'll have more DFS, and we'll have our best bets of the day.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Down to tip-off is on. Want to get to our best bets, too. Let's where are we going to hit? Let's hit the center position.
I'll tell you
No,
what.
We're going to... No, power forward. Power
yeah, I gotta
forward.
Ask, I got to ask you before the power forwards. The Olympics, I was not happy with the Olympics the other day.
What's your beef?
A little win. Get out there. And this is supposed to be the best of the best. Get out there. And there was a lot of bitching and complaining because the women's event happened and some of the other events happened. You know what? It's going to be tough conditions. We got to stop.
Thinking the same thing, Tony. Seeing they're all crying. It's the Winter Olympics. It's supposed to be cold.
Like, what the hell is wrong with people? It's the pussification of the Olympics now.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, it's windy during the meet. We got to stop. Well, what? It's never windy when the kid practices? That's the deal. That's part of it. You know, I know. Trust me. You know, Tony, my grandfather was an Olympian in 1936 and, you know, played hockey. And they played outdoors, man. So, you know, they were playing outside. And I said to him, I was like, man, it's pretty. Think about it, 1936, too. So it was the Hitler Games, right?
Yeah.
So it was in Germany. And they were playing outdoors in the mountains, beautiful, beautiful scenery. And I said, wow, that's pretty crazy. You played the gold medal game outdoors. And he goes, yeah, let me tell you, the ice wasn't perfect. He started laughing. And he goes, oh, no. He goes, I said, man, that's pretty, you know, nowadays people would, you know, cry. You can't play outside the gold medal game. And, oh, my God, the weather. And,
yeah.
And he goes, ah, that's nothing. He goes, the figure skaters skated on the same ice. I'm sorry. All chunks, outdoor ice. Like you said, man, it's the pussification, right, of today's society. It's too cold. It's too this. It's too much that. You know, and then they bitch. Oh, there's not enough snow. We need fake snow. Like, you know, hey, welcome to the Winter Olympics. It's cold.
You know, it was crazy. I actually heard someone say only 9 racers made it down the hill without incident. I said, well, those are the 9 best.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's it.
Those are the 9 best. You're right. It's a good way of putting it. All right. So power forwards. We talked about that Piston matchup. Blake Griffin tonight, $9,500. Tony, what do you make of Blake Griffin tonight? You want any part of him?
No. You know what's crazy? It's because the reason I don't is in all my lineups, I have Paul Gasol tonight because no LaMarcus Aldridge playing, right? I don't know what they did here with the price tag. It's way too low at $4,800, right? Even when he was playing, when Aldridge was out there, right? He played 23 minutes Gasol against Phoenix with Aldridge, 31 fantasy points. Against Utah, which they're playing tonight, Gasol played. I mean, Aldridge played. He got 23 fantasy points. He got 22. He's going to get 8 times in his sleep tonight. He will get 8 times the value of that $4,000 price tag.
You know, this is the position's a little thin tonight, Tony, isn't it? The
power forward. Absolutely.
I'm looking for value, and you know, you got Tobias Harris. We talked about him. He's $6,600. What about Bender, $4,700? Bender tonight. We talked about that Golden State Phoenix game a little bit. He's getting minutes. He's on the court for about 30 minutes a night.
Here's the problem with Bender. I think him or Chris could put up a big game, but it's who gets the playing time. Like, it switches all the time. Now, Bender could play some center tonight and get an opportunity there. So I think he's a risky play, but it could play out. a couple more. I like Dario Saric against the Knicks. Yep, they don't defend the big men well, and he comes in. We talked about Jarrett Allen earlier. Lauri Markkanen's back tonight for the Chicago Bulls. The Orlando Magic don't defend big men well. Lauri Markkanen.
Saric, Tony, like. He's got 30 or more DK points, Tony, in 8 of his last 10 games. Dario Saric does.
Yep. Absolute play. That he's a guy that you could play at power forward tonight.
We talked about Davis Bertans, and I think he's the play tonight, too, Tony, at $4,300.
Yeah,
I like him.
I'm just concerned because we have so many high scoring totals tonight, right?
You're worried that this game's going to end up like you said. You're worried it's going to be a 90-78.
Yeah, and I'm going to be looking at cringing there. And so for me, I'm limiting my appeal to Paul Gasol because I just think the price is wrong there. And Davis Bertans is a guy that I play a lot and I like, but I look at a guy like Nikola Mirotić, right, who's struggled. But yet when I look at the two defenses in that game, I think Mirotić is a guy that's going to 30-something minutes, 33, 34 minutes. He's going to fire away. They get up and down the court, and I like him at $7,000 tonight, too.
Markkanen is back for the Bulls right now, and I don't think he's going to be heavily owned.
No, he's a good play tonight.
Yeah, I think people got scared off. He was out, and he was only out. His girlfriend had a baby. So, he was out. He's going to get back into a groove right now, but not a bad play. The only thing is at $6,500, like, we need him to actually, we're going to need some production from him. I don't know. Maybe we wait a couple of more games before we buy in. But against Orlando tonight, this might be the buy-in tonight, Tony.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, you look at them. They don't defend big men well, and I think it certainly comes into play. Bismack Biyombo ain't going to go out there to cover him. You look at it, they're going to put Jonathan Simmons on him. There's no one there that matches up. Maurice Spates is not going to be a guy to cover him. There's no matchup for him.
Derek Favors has been one of the reasons why Utah has been winning as much as they have been on their 9-game win streak right now, but he's not a great fantasy player.
No. He's a decent play a lot of times. I like him on nights when Rudy Gobert doesn't play because then he'll get some of the rebounds there. But when him and Gobert are there, he just becomes an offensive guy, and Utah runs their offense through their two guards.
So Gasol really is the steal of the night here, isn't he, at $4,800?
Yeah.
You should be able to get 6-7 times your value back.
And it's funny because I'm not a guy that's played Gasol. I don't think I've played him at all this year. And it just came down to tonight with the 6-game slate and seeing that.
Yeah, price. Now you're messing with Utah, too, right? In Utah.
Yeah. Yeah, and LaMarcus Aldridge not being in the game. And there's a couple other guys that are questionable there. So I think he gets plenty of playing time, and the offense will go through him tonight. So it's hard to pass him up there tonight.
Jay Crowder had a nice debut with the Jazz.
Yeah, I just haven't seen enough that I would go there. But I did actually look at his numbers at $4,100. I said, you know what? That's good, San Antonio. But he's going to have an opportunity, and I think he's there. It would be interesting to see, though, how it plays out between him and Derek Favors. I think they're very similar.
All right, we've talked a lot about this Knicks and the Sixers game. We already talked about Joel Embiid's impact in it. Looking at the center position, Davis, Embiid, Blake Griffin, Enes Kanter. Kanter's been putting up some nice numbers. He's going to get minutes right now. We don't talk a lot about it. I don't play him that often. But DeAndre Jordan, I mean, the guy's been killing it on the boards right now. And he's going to do it again this evening. He's got 38 rebounds, Tony, in his last two games, including 21 against the Sixers.
I could say that Gasol, you could
Classic example of what we talked about, Tony. Yeah, he's going against Embiid, but he's still got 21 rebounds, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you right now, you look at it here with Gasol and DeAndre Jordan, you could save some money at the center position. Brooklyn doesn't defend centers at all. In fact, those two guys, the only problem I have with Okafor and Allen tonight is they could get in some foul trouble. They're 24th in the league. I mean, 30th in the league. 30. They're dead last at covering the center position. So DeAndre Jordan can eat tonight, and he'll be able to get double-digit points in this one, plus 20 rebounds.
I talked about Rudy Gobert. I think Gobert is in a good spot tonight with Aldridge being out, Tony. And Gobert is just a double-double machine, man. The guy's got 10 or more rebounds in 10 straight basketball games.
Here's the problem. I like him tonight, and the reason I don't have him is because he's $6,700. DeAndre Jordan, $7,200. And it's close enough that I found the money for DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, I know. Jordan might be able to get you to 50. You're right. Gobert's going to top out at 35-40. Intriguing, though. There's some nice options at the center position tonight.
the setup position this year, these guys seem to have some big opportunities. Like I said, I do like Anthony Davis tonight.
Sarich.
Yeah, and Andre Drummond in the same game. We mentioned Joel Embiid there. Dario Saric has got it. We looked at
O'Quinn. You mentioned O'Quinn's going to be in the starting lineup.
Yeah, he's going to start tonight, and that's very interesting. I'm interested to see how long they can keep Michael Beasley on the bench tonight and go there. Kyle O'Quinn tonight, $4,900. That salary's risen back to it was so nice when he used to pay $3,300, $3,400. Sometimes when you see him go up to $4,900, you're like, you know what? I don't love the guy anymore.
And the gamble of the night, Tony, Okafor. But not Shaquille, the other Okafor, Emeka Okafor.
Yeah.
So basically, it's all or nothing with this dude, right? But, you know, that's the definition of you throw together a couple of lineups. He could get some playing time tonight, actually. You know, he played 20 minutes in their last game, and he got 25 fantasy points. He's $3,000.
I'll tell you what, so he got 20 minutes in that game. In the first game he played, he got 9 minutes there. They don't defend the big men well. It'll be real interesting to see how much minutes he gets. I think it'll be a close game, so I don't expect him to get 20 minutes tonight.
Yeah, that's game, the thing, yeah.
That game, they got him to 20 minutes. They were getting crushed in that.
So we'll keep our eye on this, though, because he'll be 3,000 all the time, or, you know, 32 if it goes up, etc. We'll keep our eye on this. In games the Pelicans play, Tony, in which it's going to be a blowout, then Emeka Okafor comes into play here. Because if the guy gets on the floor, he's going to rack up the minute. He's going to rack it up, man. He had 8 rebounds in 20 minutes.
What the hell happened there? What happened that it all went downhill on him?
I don't know. NBA is a fickle, you need the right coach, the right system, the right team. I mean, look at Jahlil Okafor, same thing.
Yeah, you know?
I thought he would be a good NBA basketball player.
Yeah, he had some off the court issues, I think, and that happens every once in a while. You know, if we were 21,
he's like you, Tony. He's like you. He has some anger issues.
if we were 21, 22, and we had all that money, I think we'd be getting a little trouble.
Yeah, I know. It's like when I was ripping the kids on UCLA, the ball kid, and the other guys for stealing the store. It's like I did a lot stupider things than that.
Here's my lineup I'm using tonight, people, if you have your number 2 pencil out.
Bring it on.
Jerry and Grant tonight in that game against Orlando. Orlando, they can't defend the guards well. I'm using him at 5,200. Spencer Dinwiddie against the Clippers, 6,400. Justin Holiday, another bull, 5,000. Nikolai Mirotic at power forward, 7,000. Paul Gasol at center, 4,800. Zach LaVine, 6,900. 11,400. Anthony Davis. And I'm taking a shot in a blowout. I'm going with Kevon Looney of the Golden State Warriors, $3,200.
Let me ask you, Tony, do you ever play this? Do you ever play the pick'em? The pick'em contest. So basically, there's three guys. So tonight, you know, so you pick between three guys: Durant, Curry, Green. Well, Green's out, so you pick. So it's basically tiers, guys. So there's tier one, and then tier two. There's another 6 guys. You basically pick one player per tier, and then you put your team together. Do you do these much?
I do it, and I'm going to tell you the truth here, people. I don't have a scientific study. I haven't done it enough to do this. But I believe your competition is less in those contests because I think that some of the Sharks can't get enough entries in it. Some of the Sharks are insulted by the whole thing, and you can go and you can play.
And there's no value pick. Yeah, there's no there's Sharks, right? Like, knowing more doesn't help you in this.
So I think if you want a fairer game, the pick-up might be that situation. And like I said, I don't have the statistical data to back that up.
I'll send you a link, Tony, and you can get a free $15 entry here, too. It's called drafters.com.
Oh, drafters.com. It sounds like where Donald Trump served in the military.
Yeah. Cadet Bonewell. Yeah, Bonespur. Cadet Bonespur. So it's called drafters.com, guys. You get a $15 free play with promo code SportsRage. And, you know, I'm not trying to plug this. I just figured I'd throw it out here because of the concept, Tony. So you could play, too. Check it out after. Drafters.com, $15 free play, promo code SportsRage. But what's cool about this, Tony, is it's a similar situation. So you draft head-to-head. It's a head-to-head format. And there's no salary cap. So you're basically just, you know, you could take whoever you want.
It's
like an instant draft. So you sign in, it's like an instant draft, and you draft your team like 2 minutes later type of deal. But, you know, you don't. So it's basically similar to this tier. You're basically taking the top players, right? But there's no salary cap. So it's an interesting concept.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to give that a shot. Tomorrow I will give that a shot, and we'll let you know tomorrow how we went about it. And you guys should play along, too. Maybe we'll be playing one of you guys if you jump in.
Yeah, and you know what? Less sharks as well. You know, I don't think Benny Ricciardi knows this site.
and I don't think Ricky Sanders.
I don't think Ricky Sanders. Like you said, they don't want to waste their time with this stuff, right? Like, Dinkmeyer's. What Dinkmeyer's entering? What 500 contests a night? Literally.
Yeah, he's not going to chase it down for $15.
No, exactly. He doesn't want to win that $20 head-to-head on drafters.com, you know? But
really?
Yeah, you can add the money adds up like that, Tony, you know?
I just got a text right now, and I'm telling you guys, this isn't verified by me as of yet. I got a text that Okafor is starting tonight for Meritage.
Interesting.
I'm trying to verify that and get that
Try to verify, and I'll roll out a couple of picks right now.
Yes, it is verified. Sean Kelly, verified, who covers the Pelicans. Emeka Okafor will start tonight at 3,000.
Wow. Wow, we were just talking about him, Tony.
Yes.
Oh, no, but this game starts in 2 minutes.
You got to hurry up, people. You got to hurry up. And make sure you put in Emeka Okafor and not your Hill. Make sure you get the right Okafor.
Wow. Man, I got to get. We were just talking about him. He's starting $3,000. This is the steal of the night. This is the steal of the night, guys. I don't know if I'm able to get this in. I'm trying, man.
Welcome to our world. This is how we do it every night.
Create new lineup.
So when I get Okafor in, it made me get DeAndre Jordan in. I kind of like that.
All. I'm in all players' names. It's DeAndre Jordan, Donovan Mitchell, Okafor. Yeah, I got to put Holiday in there. The Bulls Holiday.
You're feeling it now. He's feeling it. We're getting
I'm running out of time, Tony.
20 seconds.
I can't do it.
Does your fantasy team suck? Maybe you need us. The fantasy.